Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Pastor Sabrina, and we are absolutely thrilled that each of you could join us so that we can hear from heaven, study the Word, and become the Christians that God has always desired for us to be. It's a privilege and an honor to serve the Lord Jesus Christ while we're here in the earth. And I hope you feel that way too. You see, those of us that have been with the Lord through many trials, many temptations, many different kinds of situations, have a richer appreciation for his love, his mercy, and his compassion. We all have that sense of awe and wonder about him when we first come to the Lord. But as we begin to grow and to mature, we are allowed to experience all different kinds of situations. And those situations are supposed to help us to get to know our Savior better. They're here to develop us as human beings and as believers. And they're here to help us grow strong spiritual muscles, so that we will be able to stand against the evil day. Amen? Amen. So as we grow and as we learn to rejoice when these circumstances and trials and temptations and events and circumstances happen to us, because they're going to work out for our good if we choose to humble ourselves and obey God. Amen? They're going to work out for our good. We will be stronger than we were before. We will be more faithful than before. We'll be more steadfast than before. We will trust the Lord more. You see, there are a lot of people that think trust is like spreading peanut butter on a piece of bread, but that's not so. That's not so at all. You have to grow in trusting the Lord. Your trust in the Lord when you first come to him is at, we will call, an elementary kind of level. But as you go through tests and trials and you do what we used to call prove the Lord, you learn to trust him. You learn through experience. You see, you can't erase out the experience part. Yes, we learn through the word. Yes, we learn through teaching. And yes, we learn through experience. So let's be grateful for the experiences, because they're here to teach us something. They're here to straighten us up. They're here to cause us to walk upright. They're here to cause us to be alert and to be strong. So look at it as a blessing. As the scripture says, count it all joy. You see, you're never going to develop spiritual toughness if you never have to deal with uncomfortable situations. Can't do it any other way. The teachings and the word and the power of God work as we go through the experiences of life. And because we've come to the Lord, he arranges, if you would call it that, certain situations so that we can grow in certain areas. Amen? He knows what everybody needs. And what you think you need may not be what the Lord wants to bless you with at that time. So we learn to appreciate his wisdom. We learn to appreciate his grace. We love to appreciate his personal care for us. Amen? You see, some of us have developed some habits over our life that God is going to get rid of. Oh, yes. Why? Because they're not him. Amen. And so what are we going to do? We're going to obey God, and we're going to cooperate with him, and we're going to change. Amen? Amen. You see, I would hate for any of us to leave this life and not have God in what we call consecration of the saints. Well, we're still out doing our thing instead of being God first. You know, there are people, when they come to Christ, their worldliness begins to leave them immediately, and there are others, it takes longer. So we're all in this together, and whatever we need, God will supply. Amen? So let's trust him we need, whatever that may be. Whatever that may be. And to welcome his dealings in our lives. Amen? That's how you grow. Praise the Lord. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian, internet, international, loving church, Protestant, depending on the grace of God, trusting him, serving him, honoring him, blessing his holy name. I want to thank the Lord for each one of you. And for all of our first-time listeners, amen, we pray that you will join us again. We invite everyone to join us in our chat room, and our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is miracleinternetchurch.com, miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, if you have a computer or a laptop or a tablet, across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Please do click that link. That's IC Radio Chat. Please do click that link. And when you do, the page will change. Click Guest. When the page changes again, type in your name, one of the names that's on your birth certificate, and your message to the saints, and enter. And the saints will respond to you in the love of God. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Also, if you're on a cell phone, we have an app. You may download it from the App Store or from Google Play Store, Miracle Internet Church, or you may use your browser to find miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see three white lines against a black background. Click the three white lines. It will open all the rest of the links up to you. You may choose MIC Radio Chat Room and proceed with the instructions that you just heard. We pray that tonight you will hear what you need to hear from God. Because God is always talking to his people. Amen? Amen. Praise God. And for that, we are grateful. For that, we are grateful. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your word says to us, let your conversation or lifestyle be without covetousness. What does that mean, without covetousness? Well, I'll give you one example. One example is you're going through something, and you look across the way at your neighbor, and you say, you know, they don't seem to ever have a problem. They don't seem like they have any problems at all. And so you begin to wish that your life was like your neighbor's. Well, God said that's not the way he handles life. And you're not to participate in such activity. In fact, you are to bind those thoughts in the name of Jesus Christ. According to the word of God, you're to bind those thoughts in the name of Jesus. You're to politely learn how to mind your own business in the name of Jesus and leave your neighbor's life alone. You have enough going on right in your own life. Amen? Amen. God has enough love and enough care for every single person. There's no reason for you to envy or be covetous of your neighbor. Besides, they might have conflicts that you can't handle anyway. So, Let your conversation or your lifestyle be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. Amen. It doesn't matter what comes on the commercial. Be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's enough for us. His grace is sufficient for us. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you will never leave us alone nor forsake us. You'll never abandon us. We know that you will never let us down. You do not leave us comfortless, but you have sent your Spirit, the Comforter, to be with us always. All the glitters ain't God either. Amen? We receive the loving presence of your Holy Spirit now as we pray. He is with us, and he dwells within us. Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence. In the same way that Jesus turned to you, Father, when he was left alone in the Garden of Gethsemane, we will always seek you when we feel lonely. When we come before your throne of grace, we know that we will always find your mercy, your comfort, and your grace to minister to us in our times of need. Thank you, Lord. When your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, felt forsaken and lonely, he did not despair because he knew that you were always with him. I know you understand all our needs, and it is wonderful to walk with you. Let all loneliness that the enemy brings be gone from me, Lord. Tear down any thought strongholds of loneliness as I pray. Our fellowship is with you, Father, and with your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us always to remember this truth so that our joy may be full. Thank you, Father, for delivering us from all loneliness. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you, thanking you for your love, we lift up our hands to you without wrath, without doubting, forgiving ourselves of all that we still are not quite, and forgiving everyone else of all offenses in Jesus' name. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you even for the people, Lord, who know that it's pouring down raining, that it's overcast, and they choose to drive without their headlights on. Thank you for them, Father. Help them to realize that the rest of us would like to see them in Jesus' name. Father, there are times when some of us are more prone to be lonely than other times. It happens to everyone to some degree. But some of us have certain occasions when we feel lonely and alone, like we really need somebody. But Lord, I have learned over my years of walking with you that if I invite you into that time in my life, that you fill it up with such wonderful blessing that the loneliness is now told by me to leave. We went through that, Lord, together many decades ago, and we told loneliness that he was not welcome in our relationship. So I encourage my brothers and sisters in Christ to tell loneliness where to go in Jesus' name, that he has no place in the heart of a believer, because the heart of a believer is filled up with the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Father, there are times when we feel disappointed because we expected a certain association or a certain relationship to work out a certain way, and it just didn't. But we thank you that no matter what happened or did not happen, you held on to us, and we are not lost. We want to thank you, Holy Spirit, for your constant abiding with us, that if we will acknowledge your presence, we will be able to grow stronger. We will be able to stand up and speak to loneliness, fear of being abandoned. Speak to those feelings that the enemy brings and send him packing with them. We want to thank you, Lord, that we've been given the armament. We have the armor of God. We've been given spiritual weapons to deal with the enemy of loneliness, because he's a demon. He's a demon, Jesus. He's a demon. And we know what to do to demons. Thank you, Lord. You've already given us the answer. He wants us to feel a pity party and just wallow in the flesh forever. But he's wrong. He can take his pity party with him too. Why? Because we have the abiding presence of the Lord, the same one who showed the whole sky to Abraham and let him know that his descendants would far outnumber any of the stars that he could see. We want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are not alone, and we are not abandoned. We have the Comforter. Yes, the Comforter. The Holy Spirit is here. He's here. He's here to be experienced. Amen. He's here to be experienced. And we should do just that. Just that. Just that. So we choose to forsake loneliness. And we choose to forsake fear. And we choose to forsake pity party. And we choose instead a joyful experience with you, Lord. It's the joy of the Lord that's our strength. We've been in relationships that were extremely hurtful. Amen. That were extremely hurtful. And we opted out of those. We can opt out of loneliness and self-pity and feeling abandoned as well. Yes, people may leave us, but we don't have to feel abandoned. Amen? We don't have to feel alone, because we're not. We have the entire Godhead. The entire Godhead, and then an innumerable company of angels. We have all the witnesses of all the saints who have gone before us. That's more people than we've ever experienced in our entire life. And we're yet to meet some of them. We're yet to meet a whole lot of them. People that we've read about in the Bible, and people that are just the continuation of the book of Acts. It's not possible for us to be alone. We are firmly entrenched in the family of God. firmly, firmly entrenched by the love of God in the family of God. It's not possible for us to be alone. We couldn't be alone if we wanted to be. Because while we're enjoying all the wonderful things of God, some dumb demon's going to try to bother us. So there's no such thing as alone. Amen? We have an exciting, wonderful life with our God. And a wonderful, 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 marvelous life to look forward to. There's so much more ahead of us than we have already experienced. And we can't wait to get there. So we want to thank you, Father, for letting us know that that's just a demon. And we need to get up and tighten up our armor and sock him. Amen. Point him to where he's going for eternity and tell him it's time to go. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that we've learned not to wallow in demonic emotion. Now, Father, we pray for any of the members of Miracle Internet Church who have felt lonely this week, or abandoned, or just out of fellowship, so to speak. That's not the truth. It's just a feeling. So we send it away because that's not the feeling we want. We'll just get rid of it. That's what we'll do. We'll just let it go. Send it away because that's not the one we want. We thank you, Lord. It helps us to appreciate the time we have together. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for this precious time that we have together on earth. There's nothing like it anywhere. The world doesn't have it. The world didn't give it to us, and the world cannot take it away. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. There's nothing like being with the body of Christ. Nothing like being with us. Amen. Amen. And Lord, you give the very best hug. I don't know why people don't know that, but you give the very, very, very best hug. Thank you. Amen. Amen. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank you. I remember, Lord, remember that time when in church we all got together and we lifted our hands to you? And we released the love that was in our heart to one of our sisters whose husband had passed away. And you touched her. As we lifted our hands to you, you laid hands on her. You laid hands on her. And she wrote me and told me about it. So, Lord, everybody needs a hug tonight before they go to sleep. And we thank you for it. We receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We put on the helmet of salvation right over our head. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And according to your word, the glory of the Lord is right with us. Thank you, Lord, that we're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're the head and not the tail because that's what you made us. That's what you made us. And no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. So, Father, we ask that no unwholesome words proceed from our mouth. We praise you and we thank you for your armor. And we love being completely covered in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You supplied all of our need according to your riches and glory, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God and brings into captivity every wicked thought. Amen. We cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because you really do care for us. Yes, Lord, you do. Even more than our parents and our grandparents did, Lord. You truly do love us. Thank you. If we were wondering, where is the love that we need? It's in you. It's you. You're the love that we've always needed and always wanted. And you promise that you will always be that to us. That when we feel anything that says, you're not worthy, you're not wonderful, you're not lovely, that's just a lie. We are bound up in Jesus Christ, and we've been accepted, received, loved, cherished, and appreciated by the Godhead. Yes, the Holy Spirit loves us too. And we are special to you. We're not just anybody. We're your children. And you are the father that has many, many children. And each child is special to you. So we thank you for your love and for our care. We thank you that you don't just put food on the table. You give us an appetite to want it. Thank you. You don't just put a couple of dollars in our checking account. You make sure it's there for a reason, just in time. You know when we want something, but we haven't got sense enough to ask you for it. And then you turn around and give it to us anyway. You love us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And you see when we do things that we ought not to do. And you love us anyway. Our love doesn't have conditions. Your love for us is unconditional. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It doesn't matter what people think. People are too flawed and arrogant anyway to get it right. You're the only one who knows the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And you're not telling all of our secrets either. Amen to the Lamb of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, we were fearfully and wonderfully made, and you watched over every single thing we did. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. When we get upset, we have a comforter. When we need help, we have a helper. We have a counselor. We have a God that goes to war for us. We have everything we need. We have a judge that says, not guilty, not guilty. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Help us to appreciate you so much more. So much more. So much more. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us with divine health because you're the God who heals all our diseases. And by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we have been healed. You know how to encourage us, Lord. When we get faint-hearted and when we get fed up, You know the difference between us being fully discouraged and when we actually just need some rest. And you tend to the real need. Thank you. Sometimes we have all these feelings because we haven't had sufficient nutrition and we haven't had sufficient rest. Thank you for helping us correct that, Lord. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Father, we lift up all these feelings that the saints have been experiencing, all of these feelings, and we remember that you're greater than feeling. You're more powerful than feeling. You're more loving than feeling. You're more caring than feeling. Feelings only come to say a certain thing, and many times it's not you anyway. So we just thank you, Lord, that you help us through our feelings, out of our feelings, and on to walking in the Spirit with you. Amen? Amen. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're in this season that the church world calls Lent. And during these seasons, Lord, there's a lot of spiritual warfare going on. There's a lot of spiritual warfare. And the enemy is pressing hard against the true Christian. Yes, the enemy has been pressing hard against the true Christians, trying to tire us out, trying to make us feel weary, trying to knock us asleep when we don't need to be asleep. Lord, we thank you that we're going on with you. We take authority, dominion, and power in the name of Jesus from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus over all this warfare. There are other groups with other religions that are doing their thing. But, Father, we're your true believers. We're your children. And we forbid the enemy to continually send us barrages of spiritual warfare in Jesus' name. We don't receive it. We reject it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus. There's a lot of uncleanness, we'll call it that, in the spiritual atmosphere. Because the heathen are doing their number. And we don't do that. So we thank you, Father, for saturating each of our atmospheres with the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. More than conquerors. Praise the Lord. So, Father, every day, just like we use the windshield wipers to clean our windshield, we ask you to saturate our environment with the blood of Jesus. Rumba baba baruka de brishala de yosura, ringa de brishala de yosunda, rocoregi, relala de yosundere breke de yosula de yasandra broca ba 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 ba, erresila de yosuri gisa de abri, yerka harede rugundo brisela de ya, runda de breke de yosula de yasatra broca, yerkitera, envelop us, Lord, in the blood of Jesus Christ, roca curungundo rise. Rilla la dio sundere brisce da brisce la dio sulla la dia chiara. Rulla la dio sundere brisce la dia sara e condo rogore ti. Rala la dio sunda. We take authority, dominion, and power over pollen season attacking the saints in Jesus' name. Pollen is supposed to serve its purpose, but it is not supposed to annoy the saints. So we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send it back to do what it's actually supposed to do according to the Lord in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, we're about to celebrate again the wonderful love that you poured out to us when Jesus Christ laid down his life for us and defeated Satan on our behalf. This is our season. It doesn't belong to a bunny or some eggs or peeps. It belongs to the body of Christ. It's our jubilation. It's our victory. It's our wonderful time to express the glory and the greatness and the majesty and the power of our God. This is our season. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over our season. It belongs to us. It doesn't belong to the Muslims. It doesn't belong to anybody else's either. It belongs to us, the body of Christ. It's our season. We want to thank you for the cross of Calvary. We want to thank you for the blood that came out of Jesus, the blood and water that changed our lives forever. We want to thank you for those nails. We want to thank you. Thank you very much. I couldn't have done it for myself. My brothers and sisters couldn't have done it for themselves. We needed you, Lord. We needed you, and you did not let us down. So it doesn't matter who else lets us down. You never did. You stayed on that cross till you said, it is finished. And it was. Thank you. I could spend forever and all of eternity thanking you, and I will not have thanked you enough. Thank you, Lord. Every time we take communion, we thank you. We give you praise, Lord. There's no love like the love you poured out to us. There's no love like that love. No love to compare to that love. Thank you for the love of the Father pouring out to us with you on the cross and the Holy Spirit taking care of business. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that the stone was rolled away. Thank you that you got up in 3 days. Thank you that you took the keys from Satan. Thank you for everything you did. Thank you. Thank you for the road to Emmaus. Thank you for coming back to upbraid the disciples, for going back to be seated on the throne. Thank you for the blood on the mercy seat. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you more than we have words to say. More than we have words to say. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you arose from the dead. Muhammad never did that, you know. He never rose from the dead. And none of those other ones did either. But you rose from the dead, and you live forevermore. We want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving our souls. No, we did not deserve it. We've done nothing to earn it. But in your mercy and your grace, you saved us. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We've come to say thank you. Thank you. We don't want to think about where we would have been had you not. We just want to think about you and how wonderful you really are. How wonderful you really are. Thank you that you allow us to depend on you completely. You show us the right way every time. Thank you for teaching us to believe you and to trust you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your grace is sufficient for us. Your grace is sufficient for us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, decisions, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his wicked powers in the name of Jesus. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places in Jesus' name. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic, digital, technology demons and their attacks. We bind you, Bozy. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, brainwashing and Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, and drone spirits, all sorcery devils and their attacks, seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits and their attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons. We bind all the voices of the stranger, the charmer, and the seducer in Jesus' name. We bind the voice of the serpent in the name of Jesus. We bind all targeted radio frequencies, pulse weapons, and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid. We bind hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent. We bind force feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crime, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy microwave weapons, binding all vibrations, which are demons, binding all electromagnetic attacks, smart technology attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult, binding all 5G and components, and everything, every weapon coming from what we term as outer space, from any other galaxy, from any other planet, off any other orbit, from any other satellite system, from any surveillance satellite system, from any station or colony placed on a planet in Jesus' name. We raise the shield of faith and we deflect all of those attacks. We return them to sender in Jesus' name according to the covenant. We forbid you to attack us through satellites, through receptors here on the earth, through the cell towers, and through our electronic and cellular devices in Jesus' name. We send those attacks back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of every druid. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, Chinese, all the temples of Buddha, Runke de Abrisale de Osura, Erlade de Osundi Brisale de Osula de Abrekea, Rakatarabra, indigenous groups, Errakuta, Rikisata, Runke de Abre, tribal groups, Erleondro Brosale de Ya, Rikke de Abrisale de Asunda, heathenistic cultural groups, Riki de Rusale de Osula de Akura, Imboro de Adiosur, Kitarabarese, Yerrekatarabara, Islander groups, Erne Gitarabarasa de Yosura, Yerrekitarabarese, Tarabrike, Errula de Yosula de Yokurkita, Yarrele de Andromanasala de Yosutorobre. We take authority, dominion, and power over every cult, every coven, every conclave, and every cabal. Ruga de brisha de diosura ki, ricate de brisha de diosula de diosunda de braca, and all groups of heathen. Ruga de brisha de diocura, runga de brisha de diosura kitarabre. All of the groups that have come together to work against Jesus Christ and his kingdom. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind your finances. We bind your dominion. We bind your rulership. Ruga de brisha de diosura, and we pull it down in the name of Jesus Christ. We take your power from you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we transfer it to Jesus Christ because power belongs to God. We bind social groups, governmental groups, non-governmental groups. Rike de Brishala de Yosula de Yokura, Galele de Onda, Roba, Rukuta, Irisita, any group at all that works against the plans and intentions of the Lord Jesus Christ. Covens of witches, warlocks, wizards, shamans, obeda men, witch doctors, all cults, ya your false doctrines, business groups, Rike de Brisha la de Diosuta Rabre, Runga de Brisha de Financial Groups, Ergila la de Ata, Rumbaba, Urge de Brusa la de Diosuda la Diosunda de Bre, Reke de Bre, Monetary Manipulators, Rumbaba, Ruka, Yaku Rikisa de Bruka, Yende de Brusa la de Diosula de Diosula de Diosuta, Rid de Bruka de Diosula de Akakura, Yerrikita de Brisa la de Diosula, Satan's Hierarchy, Ruka Kurama, Barukunda, Rikisa, Runge de la brecha la de Dios corre cala la diosa de la brecha y el rusula la diosa de la broca la leliosa. Yo riquita la brecha la de Dios urro gula la diosa de la broca bababa roquete riqueta la brocha la de Diosuta. And all groups underneath the umbrella called Illuminati. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your association and we send division among your groupings in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for releasing your power as you see fit. And the judgments of the righteous judge where these groupings are involved. Rumba baba ruka de la brisa. Irusula de Diosuda de Diokuriki. Rela de Diosur, Gorlele de Yanderrikitarabra. Yarro colarare. We take authority, dominion, and power over totalitarianism. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Marxism. We bind communism in the name of Jesus Christ. Orregetarabre. We bind communism in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over communism in all of its forms and shapes. We bind global rule in the name of Jesus.
Runge de la brecha de la brecha la de Yosula la de Acorro cola de Sanda la Bro. Rique de la brecha la de Yosur que a la la. There is no other God like Jehovah. Runge de la brisa. Ruque de la brisa la de Yosura. Recate la broca la de Yosur quita la manasata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ruta la brecha. Ruque de la brisa la de Yosura la de Acata la manaki asada la bruca de. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Re de Rusula de Dios, Sula de Dios, Kurri, Kihala de Dios, Suta, Raka Kurruku. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, all Caribbean and Latin American black and white magic, all Jamaican witchcraft, Raketa de Brusala de Ya, all Haitian witchcraft, Ruka de Diabri, Ruka de Diabri, Shala de Dios, Sula de Dios, Sula de Dios, Suta. We bind the Day of the Dead in the name of Jesus and all other holidays, customs and traditions that are rooted in sin. We bind the culture of corruption, and we return the attacks to the senders in the name of Jesus worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity, low levels of dopamine. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. Rukade, we bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse, devil, satanic worship, witchcraft, dedications, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, and human reasoning against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, monitor, track, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools, the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind food lust, addictions, and gluttony. We bind false flags. We return to sender according to the covenant, all in every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, all blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person or unrighteous event left behind. Binding the inordinate use of conjugal rights. Returning to sender all witchcraft attacks through channeling and the satellites against the website, the broadcast, and the app. Binding all abortions as a magical right. Returning to sender all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, jujus, hexes, vexes, spells, and such. Returning to sender all tribal witchcraft and all the techniques in the name of Jesus Christ. Returning to sender all Chaldean witchcraft and all the manipulations and attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. Returning every hex, returning every vex to the senders in the name of Jesus. Returning to sender all brujeria, all Spanish witchcraft in Jesus' name. Sending back all witchcraft and all occult activity in the name of Jesus. Breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food, drink which are displeasing to Jesus Christ, binding superficial religious acts and every act of sexual sin, binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charm, time magic, and folk magic spells, binding the demons of energies, boomeranging their wicked works upon them, binding on magical language, magic signs, magical patterns, and even numbering, binding synchrony, binding and caging Poseidon and stripping him of his crowns and powers, binding all conjurations and summonings of demons, binding Jewish black magic mysticism, magic writings, magic artifacts, binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic divining practices by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, magic spells and potions, binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset. We bind make-believe, fantasy, fables, enchantments, la-la land, overactive imagination in the name of Jesus, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, and the spirit in the children of disobedience. We bind martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. You're bound in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings. We send them into the spiritual cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all human, demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding nature worship, deception, unfocused mind, idle mind, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilic, Molech, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Osiris, Isis, On, all false deities, Mammon, Atlas, Baphomet in his 72, we send you chain and cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, psychic weapons, tearing down and destroying all psychic weapons in the name of Jesus, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, plan, vow, all special places, monuments, breaking their powers off every monument in the name of Jesus Christ, breaking their powers off of all plaques, breaking their powers off of every monument in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, cornerstone. Removing, breaking the powers off of every Masonic cornerstone in the name of Jesus. Ruka, Jesus Christ is the cornerstone that we honor. Ruka de Abrese, Rukuhole de Yosunda Breke de Yosularia, Yarukuhole de Yosunda Breki Areki. We bind the rituals, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grips, Freemasonry, their charters, and the rituals of every secret society and the associated organizations in the name of Jesus. Ruka de Abrese, Lady Yosularia. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the land of sins. We bind the pride and foolishness, work of errors of our own opinions. We bind being misled. return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcrafts back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. We take authority, dominion, and power, Father, over every witch, wizard, warlock, sorcerer, diviner, pagan, of any type and order that attempts to monitor us through any mirror anywhere. In Jesus' name, we turn the reflection in that mirror toward the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Whew, amen. Where was it? We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief, and we ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We bind all electromagnetic energy pollution, binding and returning to sender all electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, binding the unreality and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows, in Jesus' name. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy, we will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your continual provision. We send back, we bind and command every demon that hitchhiked on us or attempted to, that has followed us, was sent to us, or transferred us to be bound and leave us now, in the name of Jesus. We bind every demon coming through computer lines, through phone lines, or any other lines, and we return them in any curses in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over birds that have been sent to curse us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the sword of the Lord taking care of those birds in Jesus' name. Amen. They're not allowed to curse the righteous. The righteous are blessed in Jesus' name. The righteous are blessed in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, especially all who are being persecuted or imprisoned or left behind in Afghanistan or some other place, and the January 6th prisoners. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Father, for peace in our hearts, peace in our minds, in Jesus' name. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, thank you, Lord, and our mode of transportation, even when we are not driving or we are not behind the wheel. We take authority, dominion, and power over all interferences in the road. We forbid them to cross our path in Jesus' name. And we thank you that you have already dispatched your angels ahead of us to protect us. We cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus, Father. We take authority over all the demons that militate in the night, cause bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams. We command them to be bound and to stay away. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you, Lord, as we attempt to sleep and get some rest, that we will receive the rest of the Lord in Jesus' name. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, anything sent by the enemy's camp. We send it back in Jesus' name. We destroy ungodly silver cords and ley lines and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We break down and destroy walls of protection, shields of protection, any kind of protection, golem protection around shamans, globalists, nanotechnology, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, diviners, pagans, and liars in Jesus' name. We break and destroy the power in the name of Jesus of all charms, love spells, hexes, vexes, curses, voodoo, magic, mind control, brain frequency meditations, jinxes, bewitchments, death spirits, destruction, pain, torment, psychic warfare and powers, incense and candle burnings, chantings, ungodly blessings, incantations, crystals, root work, hoodoo, tribal rituals and sin. Anything sent from the enemy camp, we return it in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we lift up to you the conflict between Israel and Hamas in the name of Thank you, Lord. You always know. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus, and we break the power of all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, sorcerers, Wiccans, or any other that sent rituals against us, any other tribe, any other cult, any other coven, any cabal, any group at all that sent anything wicked, we send it back in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus. We send back spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery, blindness, spirits of bondage, heaviness, fear, hatred, oppression, loneliness. We send it back in the name of Jesus. No, you will not come and play demonic music, worldly music, to make us go back into what's already under the blood. It's under the blood. It's going to stay there. Amen. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that we have freedom in Jesus Christ. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom to praise you. Freedom to love you. Freedom to obey you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you are doing for us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, saints, tonight, yes, tonight, our featured psalm is Psalm 45. Psalm 45. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of Psalms. Psalm 122, verse 6. Psalm 122, verse 6. And our featured ebook is Spiritual Protection Bible Study in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So tonight, we're going to talk about Jesus defeated Satan. Jesus defeated Satan. Yes, he did. Yes. He did. No, it wasn't somebody else. It was Jesus. And he defeated Satan. Thank you, Lord.
I'll forever be grateful. Saints, our battle cry is victory. Our battle cry is victory. Victory in Jesus. Yes. Or at least it should be. God's people should be shouting for victory. Why? Because Jesus Christ already defeated Satan. Jesus Christ has already defeated Satan. He's a defeated enemy. The problem is that God's people are not convinced that he has been completely defeated. But he has been. Get on board. Amen? Yes, he has been completely and totally defeated. And he knows it. And he knows it. When loneliness showed up, what you were supposed to say is, I bind you in Jesus' name. You're defeated and you know you are. How about it? Amen. You're defeated and you know you are. Amen. Well, it is certain that you and I won't conquer as we should if we don't correct our perspective. That's right. We got to get our point of view in line with Jesus. Yes, you have heard that Jesus defeated Satan. You heard that. But at some point, this truth must become life and breath to you. At some point, if this truth must become life and breath to you, amen, just floating it in your mind somewhere won't work. When you are experiencing severe attack, you must know this down in your knower. Yes, it has to rise up and speak through your lips. You got to tell the enemy that he's already been defeated. You need to remind him of what his future is and remind him that he already knows it, and so do you. You can't just sit there and let him beat you in the head. You have to rise up, saint of God. You got to rise up in the spirit and put the enemy in his place where he belongs. That's right. That's what you got to do. You can't, oh, yes, I remember, Pastor, that Jesus took the keys from Satan. No, dear, it's got to go deeper than that. No. It's got to go deeper, much, much deeper than that. Praise God. Well, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus defeated Satan on earth and beneath the earth. And every place else, too. Satan and his principalities have been stripped of the power which they once had. And they know it. See, saints, you have to realize that Jesus did not die for angels. They can't be redeemed. He only died for humans. Satan can't get redeemed. Jesus didn't die for angelic beings. He shed his precious blood for human beings. They can't get what you've got. Did you get it that time? Amen. Angels aren't there singing, Oh, the blood of Jesus that washed me white as snow. No, they're not. But the redeemed do. Amen? The redeemed do. Uh-huh. That's right. You need to think about that sometime. You need to think about that. When loneliness comes, you need to think about, wait a minute, I've been washed in the blood. Loneliness, you can't get washed in the blood. Come on now. You know the truth. Use the truth you've got. And you've got plenty of it. My goodness, you have truth. Amen. The Lord Jesus, the Creator, the Alpha and Omega, the King of Kings, the Lord of Hosts, the Lord of Lords, humbled himself. He stripped himself of his divine ability and came to earth in the form of human flesh for a holy and divine purpose. John. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And he completed that. He didn't leave his work undone. He completed that. He came to destroy the works of the devil. He came to set us free from the devil's power. So, disguised in human flesh, Jesus faced and conquered Satan with all of his demonic forces. Jesus faced tremendous attacks from Satan. He did not cave in under attack. Let me say that part again. He did not cave in under attack. No, he did not. He overcame every attack. He faced every trial and temptation and emerged victorious. He destroyed the works of Satan. Jesus was prepared. He was ready at all times to face the enemy. Amen. Jesus liberated humans from sin to freedom to serve God. Jesus maintained a constant, unbroken fellowship with his Father. Jesus Christ maintained a constant, unbroken fellowship with his Father. Praise God. Jesus knew Satan's character. We've been taught about his character too. Jesus was not passive. Ah, that's right. Jesus was not passive. He didn't just sit there and let the enemy do any old thing he felt like doing without any response at all. Not Jesus. It may not have been the response that some expected, but he responded. Whether Satan showed up himself or he used people, Jesus was ready. He was ready for the folks in their flesh that the enemy used. He was ready for Satan. Remember, he had to fast for that? He was ready. He was prepared. He was prepared. It's important to be prepared. Jesus was not passive at all. He was not apathetic, nor was he complacent. No, he wasn't going along to get along. He openly rebuked Satan. Whether it was in the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and all the scribes and other seats, or face to face, Jesus did what every saint is called to do. He faced Satan in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. He was empowered by the Holy Spirit. So are you. Amen? So that means that the Holy Spirit was not floating on a cloud somewhere listening to heavenly symphony. Amen. He was right in the action. Right in the action. He was right in the action. He was not off somewhere trying to find something to do. No, that's not the Holy Spirit. When Lucifer and his followers were evicted from heaven, Jesus and the Holy Spirit were not off stage somewhere munching on grapes. I don't know who came up with that one, but that's not them. The Godhead moves together. The Godhead moves together in agreement, in perfect agreement. The Godhead moves together. You'll learn that one day. So saints, get all of that foolishness out of your imagination. It will get in the way of your faith when you're ready to use it. Get all of that out, because it's not the truth anyway. God only works in faith and truth. Fantasy land has no place in spiritual warfare. So, Jesus faced Satan, knowing that he was the Son of God. Are you? Jesus faced Satan with the knowledge that he was called and sent by God. Well, have you come into the kingdom for such a time as this? Jesus was determined to do God's will, regardless of the cost. Are you committed yet? Good question. Merits an answer. Are you committed yet? Jesus put self to flight and surrendered to God's will. So, what's holding you? Jesus submitted himself to God so that he could be obedient unto death. Jesus, yes, submitted himself to God so that he could be obedient unto death. That's an excellent example to follow. Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts chapter 7, beginning with verse 59. Acts chapter 7, beginning with verse 59. Acts chapter 7, beginning with verse 59. And they stoned Stephen. Stoned. You see, Stephen was obedient unto death.
And no, he wasn't an apostle. So if you thought in your mind, well, all of that is just for the apostles from way back then and so on, and you're just wrong. That's not the truth. He was witnessing and testifying to the truth when they decided to stone him and kill him. They felt no guilt, no shame, no intimidation about killing him. They just went for it. So they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, he said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He died. You see, saints, there is such a thing as surrendering unto death. And none of us know what we'll be called to do. But we ought to be ready. We ought to be prepared. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, Jesus faced Satan, knowing that all heaven was backing him up. Jesus faced Satan knowing, not wondering, knowing all heaven was backing him up. Well, what about you? What about you? Don't you think that all heaven is backing you up as well? You ought to, because that's the truth. So the question is, are you still playing safe? About a little bit for Jesus, but not very far. Not very far. I'll put my toes out, but not my whole foot. You walk past people every day. You see them all the time. But you don't ever sit down or walk to the side with them or, hi, so-and-so, I've noticed you. And continue the conversation about whatever may be going on. It's over with. You said something that Jesus wants them to hear. Or are you one of these people that's really stuck on yourself? Are you so preoccupied with your own little world and your own little family that you don't look beyond that? Well, God so loved the world. He doesn't just love Christians. He loves the world. Every single one. Even the unborn. He loves us all. Amen. Jesus faced Satan knowing the battle had been won and the victory was his. He demonstrated that the battle was won and that the victory was his. He went through what we could not bear on our behalf. Why? He committed no sin. That's something we did. He committed no sin. Amen. He committed no sin. He committed no sin. Amen. Jesus put no one ahead of his Father. No one, no one at all. And you? What about you?
With these truths in your life and in your heart, you are able to face every attack of the enemy and every circumstance, knowing that all heaven is backing you up. You see, the law enforcement on earth, they go into a situation and they have to call for backup. You don't have to do all that. Yours is already there. Yours is already there. So you're going to class and pass out tracts, right? You're going to share the good news with someone. Why? Because you don't want them to miss heaven. You don't want them to go into eternal damnation. You care. You're not so preoccupied with your own agenda, your own life, that you don't have time to care about others and their eternal destination. Amen? I know that you thought that your family was the Great Commission, right? Well, let's go to Acts 1:8. Chapter 1, verse 8. Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. Acts, the book of Acts. Yes. Chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So you have the Holy Ghost, right? Okay, then you have power. Power to do what? And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Well, how am I going to do all that? Well, first you've got to want to do it. To want to. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You've got the Holy Ghost. So then you have the power to witness to others of the love and mercy and power of God. Are you doing this? Is this what you're doing? Are you doing this? I was just wondering. Are you doing this? Are you doing this? The Bible says in John 16:23, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Well, if you need someone to witness to, you can ask him to give you a fish. Remember, Jesus promised that he would make us fishers of men. Said, well, okay, I need someone to witness to, Lord. We're about to enter into our second evangelistic activity, our soul-winning activity, where we pass out tracts. We did this before, last year. But are you believing God to bring people across your path, or you across their path, so that you can witness the gospel to them, so that you can give them a tract? So that you can share Jesus. Are you still not doing that? What are you doing? You see, we pass people every day, people that are actually on their way to hell. It doesn't take this long soliloquy. You don't have to go into some long speech. You can just say, hi. God bless you. Hand them the track and keep on moving. However the Lord has you to do it. Yes, you must do your warfare in advance. Yes, you must. Yes, you must do the things that we have taught you. Okay. So, you also have the power in the name of Jesus. It's not a phrase. It's his power released in the earth. It's his power released
The early church had a revelation of the power and authority that's in Jesus' name. So they went forth into the nations, spreading the gospel everywhere they went. Everywhere they went. You see, they went. That's it. You have to get out of your own front door somehow. Or perhaps you're on the phone with someone, but you got to make a move. If you think you can stand there like a wallflower, like you're plastered into wallpaper, expecting people to come up to you and say, "Hi, I really need to receive Jesus. Please help me." You're going to be there for a while. You have to be proactive. That's right. You have to be proactive. You actually have to care enough to do something. Jesus cared enough to come to earth all the way from heaven. He didn't wait for you to come to heaven and ring the doorbell. He came to earth and sought us out. So we need to take our example from him. You know, if you live in a neighborhood and you never go down the sidewalk anywhere to give anybody a track at any time for any reason, why not? Well, they shoot in my neighborhood. Well, they shoot in mine too. Big deal. You can bind that up and keep on knocking on doors. Hi, we just wanted to say hi and say God bless you. Here's a track. How about it? You remember I told you that if you can explain why you like fried chicken, you can explain why you love Jesus. Uh-huh, yes. So my question is, with all of this power and authority in Jesus' name that the church has, all of this empowerment through the Holy Spirit, all of this testimony on how he saved your soul and changed your life, why is it so many of God's people are still living in defeat, running and cowering before an enemy that has already been defeated? Why is that? What's that about? You know, some have failed to take our position as the sons of the living God. We failed to take dominion and authority over Satan and his principalities in the name of Jesus. Well, we do that right at the beginning of the service. You're without excuse. Amen. The Holy Spirit. By God's Holy Spirit, he is positioning his people to win the ultimate victory. Those Christians who will open their hearts, use their spiritual ears, and hear what the Spirit of God is saying and will obey his voice are going to walk in the power of, and the anointing just as the early church did. While they were here on earth. God is in the midst of raising up a mighty army of believers who believe the gospel, first of all, and who will act on the truth of the gospel. They are not afraid hanging out in the dugout. Amen. We need to realize that we have to go out into battle to conquer an enemy that has already been defeated in our own lives and everywhere else. We need to be the people that are manifesting and proclaiming the name of Jesus that is above every name. That's right. That's the truth. We have a power that no one else has. That's right, we do. And we have to give an account for what we've done. Well, of course, You shouldn't still be hanging out, cringing, afraid to address people, talk to people, be friendly, share a track. Because God has not given you a demon spirit instead of his own Holy Spirit, right? You can no longer have anxiety and apprehension and intimidation and shyness and confusion and doubt and scared and terror and fear, right? Because God has not given you a spirit of fear, right? And he has sent you into your Jerusalem. Then he sends you into your Judea. In Acts 1:8, he says, "And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, your Jerusalem, and in all Judea, all of your Judea, and in Samaria, and in all your Samaria, and unto the othermost part of the earth," wherever part of the earth he wants you to be in. Amen. Wherever he sends. Amen. That's right. God sends you right out of your comfort zone. That's what he does. He's very good at it. He's an expert. And you should be happy to join him. Yes, you must go out of your own front door. Yes, you must pass out tracts to your neighbors, whomever your neighbors may be. You might be on the other side of town when you walk into somebody who needs a tract. They're your neighbors too. Yes, you must ask the Holy Spirit to position you to witness to others. Yes, you must ask the Lord to position you. No, you cannot ignore the Holy Spirit and pretend that he doesn't know how to do that. Yes, you must stop your preoccupation with what others think of you. Well, I'm going to tell you about these other people. These other people and what they think. They don't have any blood to wash your sins away. And their opinion is not to be compared with the commission that Jesus has given us. Some of us are just too people-oriented, which means we still have spots of idolatry in our lives, places where our values are not right with God. And we need to get that straightened out, don't we? Yes, we do. Places where we're so concerned about what people think and what people want, whatever people have to say. You know, some of us are so concerned about what our families are going to say that we won't even tell them what we know is the truth that we've learned right here on the broadcast. You've learned things listening to us talk and listening to the adjudications that you would not have known otherwise. But you won't share it. Why? Well, they might not like it. Well, honey, sooner or later you're going to say something out the Bible they're not going to like anyway. Let's get ready for that. They might reject me. Well, then, good. We're here. Let me explain something to you. People will use their rejection to manipulate you. Let me say that again. People, motivated by demons even, people that are supposed to love you and be committed to you, will use their rejection to manipulate you. If you allow them to. So get ready to get rejected, okay? Jesus didn't fall apart because the Jewish people rejected him. His neighborhood, his community rejected him. His family came to get him because they thought he'd gone crazy. They thought he flipped. But he turned around and said, who is my mother, the brother? The ones that do the will of my father. So it's time to grow up. You just can't keep the same attitude. You have to get the right perspective that's lined up with the word of God. That's what you do. And if they reject you, they just reject you. You see, a long time ago, soon after college, somewhere back there, I finally made up my mind that I was going to follow Jesus, no turning back. I just wasn't going to turn around for anybody or anything. Okay? And you have to come to that place too. The place where you will not bend, not bow, not turn, not twist, none of it. They can reject you 29 more times and you're still going to be in Christ. It doesn't matter what they say. They're not God. At some point, you're going to have to deal with yourself caving in to other people's opinion. You have to realize these people are just as corrupted as you are. You cannot allow them to talk you out of or sway you from doing something God has called you and commissioned you to do. You're either going to have a loyalty to them or a loyalty to God. Well, they say they're Christians, so manifest themselves as an angel of light. We talked about that. So what? And so I'm supposed, no, you spent too many years being overly concerned about other people's opinions. You've been trying to fit in with the group and not offend anybody except God. So instead of allowing them to take it however they want to take it, you would rather offend God. That's not wise. You don't want to say anything that might upset them. Really? Jesus didn't worry about it. He called the Pharisees hypocrites to their faces and a few other things. For all of you who can't stand name-calling, let me tell you something. If the name fits and it's the truth, you better bite into it. You are too concerned about what somebody else might think or feel. You have a fear of man. That's what that's called. And you need to get on your face before God and stay there until you get rid of it. We're supposed to reverence God. We're not supposed to fear man. We are ambassadors for Christ. But if you're so concerned that they might say something or feel something or something, you might be careful. You might end up spending eternity with those people. You know, he talks about people that deny him and deny his gospel. That's right. Jesus has something to say when we deny him before men. We can't do that, saints. You have to get over all that trembling and shaking and other assorted weakness and foolishness that you allow yourself to enjoy. You need to stop that. If you need boldness, ask your Heavenly Father for it, my dear. You have not because you ask not. Amen. They're only human. Amen. Yes. crucify you and your lack of love for those who may well end up in hell due to your preoccupation with your own self. Yes, that needs to be crucified. That needs to be crucified. Amen? That needs to be crucified. It may be that you only have one chance to affect a soul for Jesus. You got 2 minutes. You got to get it all in 2 minutes. You could give them a tract and a smile, but will you? Will you? You could actually give them a tract and a smile, but will you? Will you put their souls ahead of your flesh? That's a good question. Oh, you don't have time. Oh, it's so inconvenient. I don't think any of those excuses are going to work before the throne of God. You have time. Yes, you do. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world. You see, the people that live in your neighborhood, God loves them. Why are you in that neighborhood? So you can join in his love. That he gave his only begotten son. We're asking you to give him a tract with a smile. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. All right. Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Let the little children come to Jesus, but they can't come to him if you won't tell them about him. They have to hear it from someone. Amen. Some of you have nieces and nephews and so and so, and you've never witnessed to them one time, not even on their birthday. The Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 16. The Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 16. Jesus said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Jesus wants some souls. We're supposed to go into the harvest field. No, they're not going to come ring your doorbell necessarily, unless you had a plumbing problem. However, you can step out. They're not. Matthew chapter 9, beginning with verse 37. Matthew chapter 9, beginning with verse 37. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Why are there few laborers? Because they're in the dugout. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Why don't you ask him to send you forth as a laborer into his harvest? Ah. All right. The Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 21. The Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 21. The Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. 2 Corinthians 5:20. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ. Proverbs 14:25. Amen. Amen. You know, God is greater than our mistakes, saints. In case you're wondering about, what if I make a mistake? He's greater than our mistakes. Did you know that? Well, he is. Proverbs 14:25. A true witness delivereth souls. A true witness delivereth souls. Really? Yes. It's amazing what truth can do. It's just amazing. Acts chapter 26, verse 18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. I believe Jesus wants us to get going. You know, if you allow him to, he will pair you up with the right person. But that means you will have had to pray. You might even need to fast. You will need to do spiritual warfare. You will need to wait for your instructions to be sent particularly. You see, Jesus is real good at using us. We'll be out roaming around thinking we're minding our own business, and right in the middle of it, he'll bring us to a place that we need to say the right things to somebody, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. It's not a grand production. It's a humble presentation of love. Amen. James chapter 5:20. James chapter 5:20. Let him know that he which covereth the sinner from the, converteth rather, the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Mark chapter 8, verse 38. Whosoever, therefore, shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Whosoever, therefore, shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous
and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. To the Jew first and everyone that's not a Jew. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but there are some in Miracle Internet Church who are. Mm-hmm. You need to have a talk with your Savior. Very serious talk and tell the truth. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. At least give them a chance to decide if they want to believe. Amen? At least give them the opportunity to decide they want to believe. Some people have never had the opportunity. Don't deprive them of that. Give them the opportunity. It's up to them. You got to choose. They should have the opportunity to choose as well. Amen? Amen. So now, when you have your talk with Jesus, things will go much better. Amen. Much better. And you won't be ashamed at his coming. You will not be ashamed. Amen. At his coming. Praise God. You see, saints, we don't have forever down here. I don't care if you're 19 years old. You do not have anywhere near as long as you think. Amen? You need to take advantage of every opportunity to introduce someone to Jesus Christ. You see, it's not going to do any good for you to say, you know, so-and-so used to stay down the hall from me. But last night, they got into a car accident and they died. I wonder where their soul is. That's not going to help them. That's really not going to help them at all. And then you'll be sitting there wondering and feeling guilty, when you could have at least given them a track. Amen? You see, there are people around you that don't think that God cares. But you know better. But you won't tell them that much. Amen? If you're out there with a new group of people and you've been out there several months with this new group of people and you haven't found five people to truly witness to, the fault isn't them. It's you. Okay? So let's get something done about that. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we want to thank you for this word, and we want to thank you for the change that's coming in your people as a result. So we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning legislation introduced on March 5th would strip COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers of liability protections enabling Americans injured by the shots to sue the companies. The bill proposed by Representative Chip Roy of Texas would retroactively remove protections from the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, or PREP Act, for COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers. No federal law may make the manufacturer of a COVID-19 vaccine immune from suit or liability, or limit the liability of such a manufacturer with respect to claims for loss caused by, arising out of, relating to, or resulting from the administration to, or the use by an individual of a COVID-19 vaccine, the bill states. The PREP Act currently protects manufacturers and people who administer the vaccines from liability under a 2020 declaration entered by then Health Secretary Alex Azar during former President Donald Trump's administration in 2020. President Joe Biden's administration has since extended the declaration. The only exception to the PREP Act protection is in the cases of death or serious injury caused by willful misconduct. The protection even covers people who reasonably could have believed that they were protected, even if, in actuality, they were not, according to an opinion from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Millions of Americans were forced to take a COVID-19 shot out of fear of losing their livelihoods and under false pretenses. Many have faced injury from the vaccine, but few have been afforded little recourse, Mr. Roy said in a statement. He said he was introducing the new bill to empower Americans to remove crony federal liability protections for COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers and empower injured Americans, adding, the American people deserve justice for the infringement on their personal medical freedom, and those medically harmed deserve restitution. As part of the federal vaccine system, people who have suspected or confirmed injuries from COVID-19 vaccines can apply for compensation from the government under a program called Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program. But as of January, just 11 people have been compensated, with the highest payout being $8,961. The overwhelming majority of claims that have been processed have been rejected, according to the Health and Human Services, which both runs and administers the program. Some of the denials involve people whose doctors diagnosed them with vaccine injuries. A lawsuit has challenged the constitutionality of the program, describing it as a kangaroo court. The new legislation makes clear that it does not affect the ability of people to apply for recompense through the compensation program. Pfizer and Moderna did not immediately respond to requests for comment on the bill and have not appeared to comment publicly on it. A spokesperson for the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, a trade group for pharmaceutical companies, told Fox News that upending the existing liability framework manufacturers rely upon to provide predictable vaccine development, our ability to address future public health threats will be at risk. Health and Human Services has said that the PREP Act declaration has been a key tool for ensuring that Americans have broad access to critical COVID-19 countermeasures, including vaccines, tests, and treatments, and has provided flexibilities and protections for those individuals and entities who have been involved in providing these critical tools that have helped the United States to get a better place with COVID-19. Mr. Roy's bill already has 19 co-sponsors, including Representative Lauren Boebert, Clary Higgins, Ralph Norman, Andy Harris. Many Americans were wrongly forced to take COVID-19 vaccine. Representative Eric Burleson, another co-sponsor, said in a statement, of course, they should be allowed to sue.
if they become injured by the shot. Children's Health Defense, a nonprofit, is among the supporters of the proposal. The damages and fatalities caused by the COVID-19 vaccine demand accountability. Mary Holland, president of the group, said in a statement, "This legislation represents a critical milestone in rectifying these injuries and paving the way for a more accountable future." Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. We want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning people 65 and older should get another dose of the latest round of COVID-19 vaccine. Really? According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the recommendation allows older adults to receive an additional dose of this season's COVID-19 vaccine to provide added protection from who, the devil? Dr. Mandy Cohen, head of the CDC, said in a recent statement, "Most COVID-19 deaths and hospitalizations last year were among people 65 years and older. An additional vaccine dose can provide added protection that may have decreased over time for those at the highest risk," she added. Since the vaccines were first rolled out in late 2020, the CDC has repeatedly advised Americans to get doses after initially saying only one or two were needed. The latest round of vaccines, which target the XBB.1.5 virus subvariant, were cleared and recommended for people aged 5 and up in the fall of 2023 after previous versions failed to convey lasting protection. The XBB.1.5 strain is no longer present in the United States, CDC sequencing shows. In a study published in its quasi-journal in February, the CDC reported on an examination of healthcare records for adults who visited an emergency department, went to an urgent care facility, or were hospitalized with COVID-19-like illness. Officials estimated that seniors who received one of the new shots, when compared to seniors who did not, including the previously vaccinated, had a peak of 49% protection against emergency department or urgent care visits, but that the protection waned to 37% over time, with protection estimated to be slightly better than hospitalization. Another recent study, which has not been peer-reviewed, estimated protection from the new vaccines to be 50% against infection. Some experts have warned against relying on such observational data, noting that the data do not prove vaccines confer protection. The CDC did not provide any research on the safety of giving seniors two shots within 1 year. Where's the science backing up the CDC's claims that it's safe to give every American over the age of 65 a COVID shot twice in the same year? Once again, policy is preceding the science, and Americans are left to wonder why they should trust government vaccine recommendations. Barbara Lowe Fisher, co-founder and president of the National Vaccine Information Center, said the CDC's guidance came after its advisory panel advised it in an 11-to-1 vote to recommend another dose for seniors. The advisory panel's decision came after a lengthy discussion about whether to say older people may get the shots or if they should do so. Most people are coming in either wanting the vaccine or not, said Jamie Lohr, a committee member and family doctor in Ithaca, New York. "I am trying to make it easier for providers to say, yes, we recommend this. Just 22% of adults and 13% of children have received one of the new shots, according to CDC data. The vaccination rate is higher for 65 and older at nearly 42%. The current vaccines from Pfizer and Novavax were cleared with no trial data. Current vaccines from Pfizer and Novavax were cleared with no trial data. Wow. Moderna's shot was tested on just
50 humans. Ah, Pfizer has since reported favorable results from a trial of 412 participants. A new round of vaccines is expected to be cleared later in 2024. U.S. officials have shifted the COVID-19 vaccine program to the model used for influenza. The model typically involves updating the vaccines once a year. Dr. David Kennedy, a Case Western Reserve University infectious disease expert who studies COVID-19 in older people, noted that uptake has gone down for each new COVID-19 vaccine that has been cleared and recommended. People are tired of getting all these shots all the time, said Dr. Kennedy, who does not serve on the advisory committee. We have to be careful about over-recommending the vaccine. We want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. This is a testimony, or at least the first part is. I was doing massage full time. So this is a masseuse. When the shots rolled out in the Bay Area, I started having weird health issues beginning early as late as February and around late March, started keeping a journal of medical mysteries. I never get sick and am super healthy normally. I eat organic, sugar-free, mainly vegetarian, run, teach, practice yoga, and am HWP. I didn't want to accept that I could be impacted by shedding, as I knew that it would not only cost me my career, but also my sweet apartment in the Bay. After 6 months of careful documenting and a ton of research, I finally had to come to terms with the fact that my larger way of worsening symptoms were related to my clients who had gotten back. Shedding cost me my career. Once I was a very social person, now I am functionally a recluse. I manage my human interactions carefully. The problems continue now for me and are stronger since the boosters rolled out. Those who got the original shots are hardly shedding at all anymore on the average, in my experience. Those who have been boosted and are still shedding tons, and it remains persistent and still has a big impact on my health, my nervous system, circulatory system, reproductive system are all impacted the most by the shedding. Also, possibly lymphatic system indirectly, and other cleansing systems of the body. I manage it with a wide array of strategies and supplements. The biggest one is self-isolation. I really hope that this shedding stops at some point. Yes, saints, that's the testimony of just one person. I can't present them all. Spike protein shedding. The media ignored it. People found out the hard way, and most no longer discuss it. But some symptoms remain. Back in February 2022, I reported a secondary vaccine shedding among patients in my naturopathic medical practice as I experienced them throughout 2021. Pfizer had acknowledged to the FDA that spike protein shedding from COVID-19 vaccinated people could occur by exhalation and skin contact. Of the people who were already my patients for other reasons, none came to me initially regarding shedding. 26 individuals noted symptoms during and often after contact with COVID-vaccinated people, then later a few more. None of the 26 themselves were COVID-vaccinated. This distribution of first reported secondary symptoms showed a distinct temporal pattern. This USA Facts Intergraph graph that you can't see alleges that 30% of the U.S. population had received one COVID vaccine by April 1st, 2021, and that 54% of the U.S. population has received one COVID vaccine by June 30th, 2021. I said alleges because there were pharmacists and healthcare workers in vehement opposition to this experimental injection, as well as threatened employees and college students who knew better than to take this injection, but did not want to be fired or expelled either. And I have no idea what kind of arrangements may have happened among individuals in these groups. Suffice it to say that I suspect that the percentage of COVID-vaccinated people in the United States is overestimated. I provided the first comprehensive warnings about multiple aspects of COVID vaccine hazards, and my book, Neither Safe Nor Effective, cites over 300 studies, peer-reviewed medical literature on the problems with the COVID vaccines. It's been on the forensic medicine bestseller list. After the summer of 2021, I heard fewer and fewer secondary vaccine reactions from patients in my practice. Case one, several times in 2021, patients had asked me if their own exposure to COVID vaccinated people could be further transmitted to family members at home. I told them that I had not heard of this, and I thought they would be fine without cause for worry. However, this week, a patient came in regarding the secondary vaccine reactions she still gets from proximity to COVID-vaccinated people. She had been included among the 26 I had earlier counted. After such exposure, she suffered menorrhagia, malaise, rashes, itching, fatigue, and headaches for some time after returning home, with symptoms resolving within about a day. Her husband suffered the malaise, fatigue, headache, itchy rash symptoms too at the same time, although he had not been directly exposed to COVID-vaccinated people at the time. With each incident of the wife's exposure, the husband began to have symptoms on her return home. And for both of them, symptoms resolved within about a day. This happened to him multiple times. This was the first I had heard of any likely tertiary exposure to COVID-vaccinated people causing symptoms. So I think tertiary exposure is worth keeping an open mind about, while at the same time I think it is now disproven as a major health concern because of its scarcity. I disagree with that. It's not scarce. It's just that people think it's something else, or they don't know what it is, and they don't know how to pin the tail on the donkey properly, so to speak. Case two. Another patient in a loving marriage of over 30 years tried desperately to talk her husband out of getting his three COVID vaccines, but to no avail. He was determined to have them. After he got his first COVID vaccine, she began to feel vaguely sick while around him. But he would not believe it and insisted on getting his second and then a booster. With each successive vaccine, she is sicker than before in his presence. She cannot be in the same room with him for more than 20 minutes, or she remains sick for hours. He insists that his vaccines cannot be the cause of her symptoms. Now, you might think that her prior opposition to the COVID vaccines predisposed her to feel sick, but that would not explain the following. Two of their grandchildren have also had this reaction to their granddad since his second and third COVID vaccines, one of them being an infant, and they physically avoid him. The dog used to cuddle up and sleep at his feet at night. The dog can no longer stand to be around him and will approach him quickly and then leave within seconds. By all accounts, this man has a wonderful and delightful personality and the beauty of a strong and otherwise happy marriage in which the couple genuinely enjoy each other's company over 30 years. And he is generally adored by all family and friends, according to his wife. When the wife, my patient, recently had to be near her husband in a long car ride and other times of necessary extended proximity, her distal cephalic vein in one wrist visibly throbs and does so for sometimes days on end. I have seen this throbbing vein. She also gets an itchy rash at these times. Recently, she began to apply zinc oxide sunscreen to exposed skin when having to be near her husband for any length of time, and the vein did not throb then or afterward. Also, her skin did not develop the itchy rash after zinc oxide application. So she now applies a generous coat of zinc oxide to exposed skin for times when the couple shares a room or vehicle, and it has seemed to help her a number of times. I would caution against this strategy for children and reproductive age people. Elizabeth Plouride, Ph.D., has presented information that zinc oxide and titanium oxide skin products can have reproductive impacts that may be concerning. Her book on sunscreens offers important warnings, fear the sun, more than commercial products applied directly to the body's largest organ, the skin.
Amen.
We want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Moderna has admitted its mRNA COVID vaccine causes cancer after billions of DNA fragments were found in vials of the dangerous injection. The revelation was made after Dr. Robert Malone recently made an appearance at an injuries caused by COVID-19 vaccines hearing led by Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, at which he revealed how Moderna's patent shows that its COVID-19 vaccine vials contain billions of DNA fragments and other contaminants linked to birth defects and cancer. At the hearing, Dr. Malone spoke about how Moderna acknowledges in its patent that RNA is preferable to DNA in vaccines because of the risk involved, but that the company's mRNA injection, which was administered to tens of millions of people, is contaminated with the latter. Moderna has a patent on the use of RNA for vaccines, Malone stated, and in that, Moderna explicitly acknowledged that RNA is superior to DNA for vaccine purposes because problems, including the possibility of insertional mutagenesis, that it could lead to the activation of oncogenes or the inactivation of tumor suppressor genes. FDA says they're not aware of any concerns, but Moderna, in its own patent, lays out exactly the same concerns that exist about DNA in insertional mutagenesis and genotoxicity. So Moderna knows it. DNA is a contaminant. It is left in because of the way they make it. They use DNA to make RNA, and then they degrade the DNA, and then they have to purify the degraded DNA away from the RNA, and the process they are using is not good. Scientists from the United States and Canada were able to get their hands on unopened vials of Moderna's COVID jab with a clear chain of custody and sample them. This is their expertise, just to be clear. They do deep sequencing on samples and relay their findings for the public good. What they discovered were large numbers of DNA fragments in the RNA preparation, to which they applied standard reconstruction tools to see what the circular plasmid DNAs looked like. None of this was disclosed to the public, by the way. The documentation suggests that there are certain DNA sequences present in the vials that are normally not allowed in anything that's going to go into humans, not the least of which is an antibiotic resistance gene, Dr. Malone explained. They include these sequences from simian virus 40, not the whole virus, but highly active promoter sequences, which is exactly the thing that the FDA in their older regulations said must be avoided because it confers even more risk for insertional mutagenesis. It turns out that Pfizer's mRNA injection for COVID contains the same contaminant. Documentation was provided by the company to regulators in the U.S., Europe, and Canada. These regulators deleted the little notion about SV40 sequences in an apparent attempt to hide it from the public. The FDA didn't make the raw DNA sequences reconstruct those plasmid maps or look at them themselves for granted what Pfizer had given them. And now this is all coming out because of what these researchers found. High-level people at both Moderna and Pfizer had to have known about this, Dr. Malone said. The potential consequences for jab recipients being anything that is associated with DNA damage, i.e. birth defects and cancer, being the most notable one. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Whew. Let me catch my breath a second. Amen. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. More than a year ago, Fauci co-authored a paper that admitted the COVID vaccines didn't work as claimed. That's right, a fact that was previously dismissed as misinformation. There you have it, dismissed as misinformation. Fauci's confession didn't dampen the official enthusiasm for boosters, and his article clearly had government mouthpieces such as fact-checker in a bind. At the time, the Hart Group asked when corporate media was going to restore much-needed balance to the debate instead of acting as an unquestioning mouthpiece for governments. A year later, we find we are still asking the same question. Anthony Fauci served as the director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Diseases from 1984 to 2022 and was the chief medical advisor to the president from 21 to 22. Britannica succinctly summarizes the key role Fauci played during the COVID era. In 2021, Joe Biden was sworn in as president and Fauci became his chief medical advisor. At Fauci's first press briefing, he alluded to his difficulties with President Donald Trump, noting that it was liberating to be able to talk freely about science. Fauci subsequently helped develop the Biden administration's plan for the nationwide rollout of the vaccine and made numerous public appearances to dispel any safety concerns about the medicine. In 2022, Fauci retired as Biden's chief medical advisor and as director of in the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. In August 2022, Fauci announced he would be stepping down from the position of director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and chief of that same organization laboratory of immunoregulation, as well as the position of chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden, and would be leaving these positions in December 2022. Well, he's rich enough. On January 11, 2023, a paper titled Thinking Next Generation Vaccines for Coronaviruses, Influenza Viruses, and Other Respiratory Viruses was published in the journal Cell Host and Microbe. Fauci was one of its three authors. The following month, the Health and Recovery and Advisory Team, HART, highlighted some points made in the paper which show Fauci admitting that COVID vaccines could never have worked as claimed. Although the Heart Group's article is more than a year old, it's worth reminding ourselves of Fauci's confession. Fauci is generally regarded as one of the key architects of the USA's and therefore the world's response to the pandemic, including pushing for the emergency authorization and rollout of the COVID vaccines and the formulation of policies which exerted huge pressure on citizens in nearly all countries to be injected with these products or else face sanctions, ranging from social ostracization, via the use of vaccine passport schemes, through job losses and even fines merely for being unvaccinated. Fauci made some bold claims about the COVID vaccines in order to justify such coercive policies, including that they would prevent infections and limit transmission of virus to others. That was a lie. These claims were then picked up by the political leaders worldwide and used to justify their own policies, even when, from early data, it became obvious that the vaccines did not prevent infections or reduce the viral load of those infected. The latest article, Cell, Host, and Microbe, therefore has quite rightly raised some eyebrows because of the astonishing concessions it contains, amongst which are the following. One, of the influenza vaccines, the authors note, as of 2022, after more than 60 years of experience with influenza vaccines, very little improvement in vaccine prevention of infection has been noted. As pointed out decades ago and still true today, the rates of effectiveness of our best approved influenza vaccines would be inadequate for licensure for most other vaccine-preventable diseases. The vaccines for these two very different viruses, COVID-19 and influenza, have common characteristics. They elicit incomplete and short-lived protection against evolving virus variants that escape population immunity. Two, they propose that the reason why vaccines against COVID and influenza are ineffective compared to those against mumps, measles, rubella, smallpox, and chickenpox is that the former replicate predominantly in local mucosal tissue without causing viremia. They posted that the finding by PCR testing of the circulation of viral SARS-CoV-2 RNA in the bloodstream is an RN anemia as seen with most mucosal respiratory virus infections as distinct from viremia, in which infectious viruses can be cultured from the blood. This statement is rather glossed over, but it actually has huge significance in that it is essentially saying that the finding by PCR testing of tissues in people with mucosal respiratory virus infections like COVID may simply represent the presence of RNA, not culturable whole virus. However, much has been made of these PCR findings, leading to statements that COVID is highly unusual, attacking all tissues. And COVID isn't just a respiratory disease, but a circulatory one. Notions which the authors of this paper seem not to share, the tone of the article being very much that SARS-CoV-2 sits within the broad category of mucosal respiratory viruses. Having said that, one point the authors did not make is that even in the absence of circulating whole virus, it could be that circulating spike protein leads to the clots and other vascular pathology seen in both infection and after vaccination, although it seems a likely potential mechanism only in more severe disease. Three, they then state that antigenic drift is the reason why we can expect people to be infected multiply both with influenza and SARS-CoV-2. Four, tying these all together, they conclude that it is not surprising that none of the predominantly mucosal respiratory viruses, of which influenza and SARS-CoV-2 are examples, have ever been effectively controlled by vaccines, period. Then they write that this observation raises a question of fundamental importance. If natural mucosal respiratory virus infections do not elicit complete and long-term protective immunity against reinfection, how can we expect vaccines, especially systemically administered non-replicating vaccines, to do so? How indeed? This is one of the points that those who question the design of the COVID vaccines have been making repeatedly. Five, in a section which looks like it was written before the thankfully temporary purging of in 2020 of prior immunology theory and knowledge, they then discuss in some depth the complexity of the highly evolved mucosal immune response and the delicate balance that it must, and therefore, by implications, so must vaccines, achieve between tolerance, preventing tissue damage, and infection control, which may ultimately result in an aberrant immune response. Some samples extracts. The immunologic Faustian bargain between tolerance versus in control, which permits transient moderated infection by respiratory agents of lower intermediate pathogenicity to restrain the destructive forces of an immune elimination response, may be problematic for vaccine control of respiratory viruses, not only in the local and systemic sensing of vaccine antigens, but also in eliciting optimal immune responses. The immune system is complex with many effectors. Serum antibody titers to various viral epitopes may also indirectly correlate with protection because of association with other more critical but not usually measured immune effectors. In short, correlations between serum antibody titers and susceptibility to influenza infection may be statistically valid in large studies, but imperfect in the context of individual variation, rapid viral evolution, and waning titers. A closely related question is whether vaccines that generate immune responses only against single critical epitopes conserved across virus strains and subtypes, or a limited number of such epitopes, can perform as well as vaccines that elicit broad humoral and cell-mediated responses against multiple epitopes. Although such conserved candidates, vaccines based on this approach, have not been particularly successful. Attempting to control mucosal respiratory viruses with systemically administered non-replicating vaccines has thus far been largely unsuccessful, indicating that new approaches are needed. In summary, this article reads like an admission of failure of the vaccines to prevent infection and transmission, at least. But the most notable point is that the reasons given are based on immunological theory and knowledge, which was commonly known before 2020, meaning that the assertions made about them preventing infection and transmission have been known, or at least strongly suspected to be untrue. Is this lie? We leave it to the reader to judge. Even after data emerge which confirmed the inability to block infection and transmission, the voices raising this were suppressed and censored by forces seemingly under the control of U.S. federal agencies, as we have seen from the Twitter files releases. This article clearly has the fact checkers in a bind, as to counter the article's premises that would have to debunk those whom they had previously staunchly defended. Associated Press has published a reasonable fact check which essentially states that the article does not explicitly state that the vaccines do not prevent severe disease, whilst remaining completely silent on the most important concession, the inability to block infection and transmission. It remains to be seen whether this falsy article has any effect on mainstream opinion, which seems to be immobile despite the weight of accumulating evidence against both the safety and effectiveness of the vaccines. Another example of former COVID vaccine enthusiasts expressing concerns and apparently recanting, but without any mainstream acknowledgement, can be found in an article written by Paul OFIT, an American pediatrician specializing in infectious diseases, vaccines, immunology, and virology. Notably, Professor OFIT has been a member of the Centers for Disease Control Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. His article in the prestigious and decidedly establishment journal, Northeast Journal of Medicine, titled Bivalent COVID-19 Vaccines, A Cautionary Tale, raised the worrying specter of immune imprinting, where the immune system becomes fixated on one particular antigenic sequence and therefore less able to deal with the variations of the same, and concluded that we should stop trying to prevent all symptomatic infections in healthy young people by boosting them with vaccines containing mRNA from strains that might disappear a few months later. However, this has not been accompanied by any official toning down of the enthusiasm with which the boosters have been recommended by U.S. federal officials. Although many other countries have essentially stopped offering the vaccines to younger and healthy individuals, the disconnect between real-world data and the promises made for these vaccines was jarring enough. Now we have previous proponents expressing the same doubts previously censored critics have been raising for years. When is corporate media going to restore much-needed balance to the debate instead of acting as an unquestioning mouthpiece for government? We want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you hear every single one and that you respond. Amen. Brother Marshall.
Praise the Lord.
We're ready.
Amen. Amen, amen. Hopefully not only the Lord can hear me, but you can hear me too. So praise you, Lord. Thank you that your mercies are new every day. Thank you that your arms are not too short to save. Thank you for setting forth your Son as a propitiation through faith in his blood. For Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Well, Father Abraham's the father of the faith. He received the promise of the Spirit through faith. Melchizedek came forth bringing forth bread and wine. Thank you, the pros are drinking to one spirit with you, Lord. Manna, beta baked, the taste of fresh oil. Thank you for the anointing that removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy. For it's not us, Lord. It's not me. It's not Sabrina. It's not Bill. It's not any one person, Father God. It's the body of Christ who represents you, Lord Jesus. The same anointing that removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy that not only quickens our mortal bodies, and we ask you to do so, Lord, as we repent and renounce all generational sins and personal sins, Father, for us and those we can stand in for. And you said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Father, we take responsibility and repent and renounce all the generational iniquities and personal sins for us and for our forefathers, me especially, Father. Having come out of the mainstream medical community as a registered nurse, I certainly had multitudes of vaccines at different times. I just assumed the medical community knew what they were talking about. Although in my own experiences, I know half the time I got an influenza, the flu vaccine when I worked in the emergency room, and half the time I didn't. It made no difference. It didn't affect me better or worse one way or the other. It was irrelevant as far as I could tell. But Father God, we thank you, Father, that we're all learning. Some people think they know everything. They went to some school and they were taught or indoctrinated. We tend to believe those that we pay money to teach us, or maybe some people even go into debt to have somebody indoctrinate. I mean, to teach them the higher ways, because they're supposed to know a lot. Well, my goodness, they're respected. They're whatever they are. They're doctors. They're whatever they are. They're scientists or whatever. And I thank you, Father, for the grace of God. I was able to get through college and get my degree in biology. I thank you, Lord, I was able to get through nursing school. I thank you, Lord, you've been teaching me little by little. But it wasn't the best teaching is what you do. You said, all of my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. Thank you, Father, for teaching us all. Thank you for the spirit of adoption. We've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And Jesus said, in that day you'll ask me nothing. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Thank you for fullness of joy, Father. thank you for sending the Holy Ghost, the same Holy Spirit you anointed Jesus with oil of gladness above his fellows. He hung on that tree for the joy set before him. It must not have been very comfortable hanging on the rugged cross, having been rejected by the one he'd been one with from eternity past, being rejected by you, Father, because he became sin in our place. And we thank you for his blood speaking better things than that of Abel for each of us. We plead that blood over each of us and over each one of our respective nations that all have anything to do with Miracle Net Church are representing, whether it be any places in North America or even South America or Europe or any nation, Father God, or Australia or New Zealand or any place, wherever people are listening. We've had people call in from different African nations in the past, Father. Some of them are calling from London, but some of them originally from different African nations, Father God. And we thank you that you love every single person, Father. And you don't want us to be bewitched by the spirits of pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft. And you said, ask and you shall receive. What shall I render unto the Lord for his benefits to me? Shall take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be sozo, shall be saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. And thank you, Lord, you're faithful to your promise. We ask you to deliver us all from every one of these things that Brother Bill was so nice to post and Pastor Sabrina was so patient to read through all these long, long things. And we thank you that for your adjudication, Father, because you gave Jesus how much power in heaven and earth? Oh, it isn't just in heaven, it is on earth too? Oh, because it says in Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, a little bit, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He told us, go ye therefore into all nations, I mean even next door, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe a couple of things. Observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. How can you command us? Oh, because you're the King of Kings. And lo, I'm with you always. Oh, thank you for being with us always, Lord. Even unto the end of the world. Oh, there is going to be an end of this natural world. There is. That's what it says. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but your words will not pass away. So, Father, we ask for adjudications in every one of these situations, including the proposal being put forth by Chip Roy from Texas, putting forth a possibility of ripping away the PrEP Act protection from the pharmaceutical industry concerning at least the COVID-19 vaccines, because so many people have had reported adverse effects. We thank you, Father. We ask for adjudication that you'll perform that in the way you want, Lord, in Jesus' name. There's a lot of lawfare going on, a lot of people suing different people for different things, and a lot of drug manufacturers seem to be more interested in, I could be wrong, I've been wrong about many things in the past, could be wrong about more just making money than actually producing something that will help human beings. Some of them don't seem to care about those others that are not in the elite class. Father, we ask for your intervention in every one of these situations. In Jesus' name, your arms are not too short to save. In Jesus' name, including those. Including those that are trying to advocate getting new boosters. New, improved, wonderful boosters. So they want to tell people, fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice. Fool me once, shame on. Yeah. Fool me once, shame on. Fool me twice, shame. That's the other way around. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Father, people need to wake up. So, Father, we ask you to pour forth of your spirit, even as you said you would, and wake up the body of Christ. Wake up people who claim to be Christians. They said, well, I walked down the aisle. I said the little magic prayer. But I didn't ask to change my ways. Oh, am I supposed to change my ways? I'm actually supposed to love my neighbors myself? I'm actually supposed to pray for those who despitefully use me? I'm actually supposed to, what, pray and fast? You got to be kidding. You mean, give up eating something? Well, you know, I might give up a chocolate donut every other month or something, but you mean real basic food? So, Father God, help us all to hear and do what the King of Kings wants us to do. Pour forth of your spirit as you promised. You said, Father, in the last days I pour forth of my spirit upon all flesh. Please pour forth of your spirit, Father. You're faithful to the promise. You're not a man that you should lie, and you confirmed it over in your book in Isaiah 44:3. Carolyn posted that recently, I think, in the chat room. So I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. So give each one a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, Lord, and floods upon the dry ground. I'll pour my spirit upon thy seed, all the descendants of every believer, including Donald Trump's great aunt's descendants, Sabrina Sessions' grandmother's descendants, all the descendants of every true believer in the Creator God, including Sabrina Sessions' brother, pour forth of your spirit upon all the descendants of every believer. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring, and we thank you for doing so. And we give you praise and honor and glory, because you said, if two of you on earth agree, if touching anything ask, it shall be done, my Father which is in heaven. And you said, awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it which hath cut Rahab, or that is Egypt, and wounded the dragon? Art not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. And they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall, and mourning shall flee away. All those nasty spirits of, oh, woe is me, are going to pass away, because we cast all our cares on you. We continue to leave them there, and we don't pick them up again, because your arms are, and your arm is so strong, Lord, because God, what that about? Father God has raised you up at his right hand. To him has the arm of the Lord been revealed. We thank you for the revelations, ongoing revelations you're giving, Father God, including all those who claim to be believers, drawing multitudes in the valley of decision to the Lord Jesus, Father. We ask for adjudication every one of these areas, Father, in Jesus' name. And Jesus says, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the gift of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand, especially the sword of the Spirit, to execute upon them the vengeance, execute upon the heathen, and execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. Those that are in absolute rebellion to you, Lord, those that are practicing pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft, to bind their kings with chains, their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise you, the Lord. So we thank you for doing so, Father. You said over in Job chapter 5, verse 9, he disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so their hands cannot perform their enterprise. We ask you to do that. Those are pushing these new boosters, Lord. You say you disappoint the devices of the crafty, so their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise and their own craftiness, even as Fauci or whatever his name has been shown to be speaking out both sides of his mouth, different things at different times, saying masks don't protect. Oh, masks are wonderful. You need to wear 10 masks, no 5 masks, no masks. Father God says, all this, it'll protect you and give you immunity. Oh, it won't protect you. So, Father, we thank you. You take the wise in their own craftiness. The counsel of the wicked he carreth headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope in the noondays at night. Father God, we thank you that you're able to cover them. You're able to remove them from the daylight, Father God. A lot of these people have their bunkers they're trying to run out to. Uh-oh, and the people find out, we got our bunker ready. But you know where everyone is. You even send the dragon to take people out of the depths of the sea, because the Kunbat Leviathan has to answer to you. You're the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You command those people trying to hide in the depths of the sea to bring up their victims. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God. And it says over in Job 18, starting at verse 5, yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in the tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. Those people hanging out in their bunkers, in their deep, deep bunkers, Father God, where they're trying to hide from those, they're trying to drag them to Guantanamo or some other place. The steps of his strength shall be straightened, and his own counsel shall cast him down. His own counsel. It sounds like Biden and Fauci, their own counsel is going to cast them down, Father God. All these, like, who is it, the Moderna manufacturers, their own counsel, they said, oh, well, you know, this is perfectly wonderful. This mRNA thing is perfectly wonderful. And then they find what? Some little contaminant in there. Somebody else finds it. Oh, we don't want you to know about that little detail. You don't need to worry about it. Don't trouble yourself. Don't trouble yourself. You know, it's all part of the New World Order. I mean, part of the doing what's right for human beings. Kind of a step. We ask for adjudication, Father God, concerning all these different issues the pastor's being read through, which I cannot remember every detail of it. Those that are concerned about shedding, Father God, which apparently there has been, especially from people who were recently boosted, Father God. We thank you for this person in the naturopathic medicine, whoever it was, is talking about the possibilities of shedding affecting people. And apparently it does seem to be. So we're not quite sure whether it's contact, which certainly would be the case with a masseuse, with massage. My daughter used to do quite a bit of that. But those people that are having different challenges with itching and rashes, and Father God, deliver each one. Those that didn't know what they were being exposed to, Father God, deliver us. You said, no weapon formed against us will prosper in every tongue, those who are real believers. No weapon formed against us will prosper in every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment. Thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So we thank you for delivering us all in Jesus' name. And Father God, you know how to deal with those people. You said in Psalm, where is it, Lord? Psalm 103, verse 6. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Oh, but you have to get the vaccine or you can't go to college. You have to get the vaccine or you'll lose your job or you'll lose your pension or you'll have to turn in your medical license. Father God, we thank you for causing many people to have boldness. Some doctors that did turn in their medical license, they don't need this medical license. I don't care if I spent tens of thousands of dollars and many tens of thousands of hours of sweat and labor to get this thing. I realize it's all just part of the conspiracy, the whole thing, the thing, thinking that all only somebody who's got an MD can give medical advice. We thank the naturopaths and doctors of osteopathy and other medical professionals can give perhaps more complete advice than somebody who happened to be going to an indoctrination medical school or a nursing school or whatever. They're told, oh, of course, fluoride's a wonderful thing. It's going to protect your teeth. Oh, you mean that's not necessarily true either? Oh, so Father God, we thank you for your adjudications, every one of these areas, especially those that Moderna admitted that their mRNA COVID vaccine could possibly cause cancer after billions of DNA fragments were found in vials that were very carefully and meticulously examined. We thank you, Father God, that all this stuff's coming into the light, even as we've been praying over and over again, and we thank you for hearing our prayers. You said the servant of the Lord must pray and not give up, Father God. And you said, in Luke 8, is that where it is? 8:17. I haven't turned there. I should really memorize this. Help me, Lord, to get it in my memory bank. Help me, Lord. You said, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, nor anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. So we thank you for bringing all these things to light, Father God. All the different things Pastor Sabrina read through, Father God, including the potential dangers, Father God, of all the things associated with the so-called vaccines, which actually turns out to be bioweapons that were originally paid for and engineered by the Fort Detrick U.S. Department of Defense and sent over, courtesy of Fauci and lots of money, over to Wuhan, which also happened to be tied in with 5G being released at the same time, just a coincidence. I'm sure nothing to do with 5G. Some people think it has a great deal to do with it. So, Father God, we thank you for giving us that shield of protection and protecting all of your servants. Thank you for sending your angels around about us, every witchcraft curse coming from all those, every different occultic gathering, whether it be witches and their covens, whether it be people at the Masonic Lodges or people at the Illuminati group and the Committee of 300 and all the people from the Club of Rome and all those things, returnly sinful, back on the heads of spirits to send them to do those spirits that can do to us. All their plans, the schemes to steal, kill, and destroy, return on the heads of spirits that sent them. Do those spirits that intended to each of us in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name. We thank you for your adjudications, Father God, in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. For each and every one of these different items, Father God, in Jesus' name, we give you praise and honor and glory. Even as Marcelina puts out, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. We claim the benefits of Psalm 91 over each and every one of us. And you said, because she has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Like it says in Colossians 3:4, Christ is our life, and he's definitely raised from the dead. Because Father God couldn't answer all these prayers without Jesus ever living to make intercession for us. And we thank you, Jesus, for interceding for each and every one of us. And all those multitudes coming into the valleys, all those in the valley decision, all those multitudes coming into the valley decision, send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction, draw multitudes to the Lord Jesus, Father. Add to the church daily such as should be saved globally, not just the United States, not just Canada, not just Great Britain, otherwise, not just in every nation in Europe, Father God, in Jesus' name, individual nations that may not want to be part of the U.S.
That you died on Calvary.